little bonus video today, friends, because I really seen enough now. As I was driving here, LBC had it as his lead story that this guy, Bovino, the head of ICE, has been sent back to California, El Centro, and that Trump has had this meeting with Waltz, and basically on the whole ICE front, it's a taco, okay? This 1 week after, the whole Greenland debacle turned into yet another taco. And in fact, we've seen taco after taco. What is taco? Trump always chickens out. And I've noticed, because this one is so recent, I thought I'd make a video record of it so that we can point back to it in years to come. Maybe after all this whole Trump nonsense is over, we can point back and be like, well, look, at the time I was saying this, and you lot, you were playing another stupid game. So let's have a look at the pattern, okay? The pattern is this. The Trump admin messes up. Trump says some bombastic bullshit. He messes up. It could be a signal leak. It could be Liberation Day. It could be negotiations with China. It could be Greenland. It could be some bullshit, okay? Then the COPE machine, BS justification unit, right, which is all of your favorite influencers online, kicks into overdrive, basically people falling over themselves, stumbling and falling over themselves to come up with 4D chess bullshit, COPE, lies, BS justification for what's actually happening, okay, to justify this. Trump has tripped over, okay, and splatted his face into a massive pile of horse manure. This lot jump into overdrive to explain, oh, actually, it's in America's strategic interests. It's 4D chess. It's, oh, you don't really understand the genius of the face plant into the horse dung. And then a couple of days later, Trump comes out and says, yeah, that was a pretty stupid thing to do. Sorry, guys. And there it is. Over and over and over again. I was assured by people that this ICE thing, he knew what he was doing. You know, it was all justified. It was all the right thing to do. Trump meets with Waltz, sends the chief back home, pretty much fires him. All of the mainstream media today are going with the fact that this guy has been, you know, sent home. Trump has said something has to be done. ICE are going away from Minneapolis and Minnesota. They're leaving. And, yeah, it's just another massive Trump disaster. That's on the ICE thing. But in the past week, you lot have been carrying the can and playing the whole BS justification, COPE, lies, 4D chess game. Last week, if you can remember, if you can put your mind far enough back to last week, it was all about Greenland. Okay, Trump stood up in front of the entire world, in front of the Davos crowd, all of the world's elite gathered, and gave a bellicose and belligerent speech that upset basically everybody. And that same day did one of the largest tacos ever seen over Greenland, ended up basically getting what America could have had already. And all this talk about tariffs and, you know, putting 100% tariffs on Europe and so on, all out the window, all gone. Yet again, so what happens in this process? You spend the week coming up with bullshit to justify, you know, the face plant into the, you know, steaming pile of horse dung. You then spend the week covering your face with horse dung. Trump chickens out, and then you're left carrying the bag of horseshit. Again and again and again and again. Again and again and again and again and again and again. When are you going to fucking wake up? It's not going to happen, is it? It's not going to happen. You're never going to wake up. I've been watching it happen over and over and over and over again. Liberation Day. This is it. It's bringing industry back to America. This is the end of globalization. Result, taco, again and again and again and again. Whether it's ice, whether it's Greenland, whether it's, it doesn't matter what it is. The signal leak. Anybody remember that? Remember that news cycle? And the absolute horse shit you were saying at the time to justify the unprofessional behavior of Pete Hegseth. Anybody remember these news cycles? You see, you can gaslight some of the people some of the time, but you can't gaslight all of the people all of the time. Frankly, I've had enough of your attempt at gaslighting me. So, again, I'm giving you literally the pattern. Trump messes up. You come in and cope. Then you get the taco. Again and again and again. Repeat it. Trump messes up. BS justification. Taco. Again, again, again. Result, cow pat in the face. Again, cow pat in the face. Again, cow pat in the face. Are you getting paid? Are you? Is Trump and his and Miriam Adelson and base Stephen Miller and all these clowns, are they paying you to get the cow pat in the face? If not, why do you keep on taking the cow pat in the face? Go on, get out of here. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.